Good afternoon, it's 3 p.m. and it's a general discussion in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. Today present we have Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, and Commissioner DeYoung. On board is Augustus and Julie Smelter. And item number one is draft order 201A-030 in the matter of authorizing the Josephine County Community Development Planning Director to initiate a land use application to amend the Rural Land Development Code, RLDC, to pro... Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. Thank you very much, Commissioner. I appreciate that. To prohibit agriculture, farming, and farm use in rural residential areas. We have a report, so let's...
We do. So Augustus and I went back and forth on an order that for you to consider if you want staff to go forward with some proposed amendments regarding that, we would need an order to direct me to do so. So we put together an order for you to review. If you're acceptable to this, it would need to go to Wednesday's meeting for signing and final approval.
Have you two been able to go over that?
Yeah, I took a look at it. I wouldn't mind a whereas giving more context following the first whereas and before the second, saying something about how we got here and the
reason
fact that the proposal that we're looking to have you do is emulating
the advisory question or something different.
Best practices within the state on land use to address
you're making
conflicts.
That connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get where I'm
going.
Like
that wording.
I like
yes.
It, yeah.
I want it
to avoid
for people to read this and they understand we're doing this because what we tried was challenging to navigate the land use process, and what has worked in other counties, time-tested, proven, gone through the land use process, that's all we're trying to implement here.
Okay.
So make reference to those other counties, or what other counties have done, you think?
I think just leaving it general, like best practices.
Best practices
because we may want to, you know, reference things that happened in various counties.
I don't want them going to each individual county and then nitpicking what they want out of each one. This best practices, I think.
Or
is
pulling it from those what didn't work.
Exactly. To me, the paper wasn't accurate in saying that we're just trying to emulate Jackson County.
I don't want that to be the case, but I want to pull from what others have done and successfully navigated the land use appeals process, etc. Works within the same rules. What can we implement
here? I like the best, the best practices.
Something of that.
Verbiage.
Okay.
I think it's general enough in nature that it gives you the latitude. My recommendation is before you submit a draft to the Rural Planning Commission that we have an opportunity to kind of make sure that you're going along the right lanes.
Sure. I could probably have that. I suppose we have to adopt this before we review a draft.
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect you to have this a draft for us before Wednesday of next week. But that would be fine. At your earliest convenience, the boards as well, I think we need to get moving on this sooner rather than later. If we look at last year's process, if this was able to be enacted, tested, if it's appealed, whatever, back on the books, ready to go January 1, that's a good goal.
How about if we make it a goal for Thursday?
Sure.
For a week from today?
Yes.
Okay, a week from today, bring back.
Not in an admin. We don't do these. These are high-level discussions where we don't want staff having to wade through it. So,
to another special meeting?
Yeah, like an afternoon like this would be perfect. I think I'd be prepared and ready to do it. But if you could submit it in the morning or whenever.
So the only concern was that it was here today because they wanted it on the WBS next week.
This has,
we have to initiate the order to initiate the process.
True. But in order to sign that order, it needed to be on the WBS next week. So if we're going to have a special meeting to do something else.
No.
Thursday to review her draft. She has a draft.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
No, it's happening.
I mean, I thought you were saying draft of this order.
No.
I'm sorry.
This will be done Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Thursday.
I'm on board now.
She'll have.
Apparently my brain didn't check in when I got back.
This is tough for me to think fast track.
If the afternoon is not your best and highest, it isn't for a perfect coming out of this. I wouldn't expect next Thursday's 3 o'clock to be, you know, but it should be refine it to kick it to the Rural Planning Commission in a number of weeks at a hearing, all of that sort of deal.
Right.
And it should be simple. I think what we were trying to do before was thread such a specific needle with so many different nuances that there was potential for error, certainly in there. But if we take a step back and say, let's keep it simple, and...
The devil's in the details, and a lot of times the more detailed you get, gives them more opportunity to challenge, I think.
Right.
More opportunity to challenge.
Keep it simple, which is really maybe the mantra of some other counties, and maybe that's why they were successful.
Might be.
Threading that needle.
So is that, have we got a schedule on that then? So next Wednesday, you were going to refine this and bring this to us on in the form of a memo, or what do you want to do?
No, this will be done.
And this will be done? And
we can just add that in if you're okay with it. We just schedule it for Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Somebody needs to review the language before it's published.
As I would
recommend liaison coordinate with you.
Yeah. Okay. Are we okay with Simon reviewing language, or can we go from there? Then we'll put it on the WBS for next Wednesday.
Okay.
And then you'll have a draft, so to speak, by Thursday?
Yeah.
From today?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, great.
Yes.
I like it.
All right.
It's making me smile.
Okay. The other thing we wanted to talk to you about is Augustus saw in the statutes that when we do notices, that they should be, the format should be approved by the board. Maybe it was many years ago, we don't know, but Augustus gave us a better format, something that is right out of statute, so this is the format. Pretty cool. I mean, we made it fit as if this were going to hearing. We don't know if it is yet or not, but we made it fit as if it is going to hearing. And so we would just want approval on the format. So from now on, our other public hearings would start out with this pursuant to, and then to have the bold print, talk about who you can submit comments to, where you can review the documents. And normally it wouldn't be smushed on this, but if we are going to send it to 30,000 people, we wanted to get it on a postcard so it would be more cost effective. But it's basically the content that...
okay.
Statutes require.
So, and another thing, what you're seeing before you is it's a little bit more specific. It's tailored to the situation that we were just talking about. So I actually do have a more bare bones version of this that I would be happy to submit to you guys, but generally the form is going to be the same. The only difference the only differences between these notices are the details of what a proposed ordinance is going to do and how it would affect the landowner. So those are the only real differences in content.
Yeah, so currently the way the county does it, they don't do that pursuant to part. We don't do it. You said statutes say it has to have this bold title, right?
It has to
right?
be bolded.
And we haven't been doing that.
And essentially what's in bold along the top is word for word what's in the statute that was cited by opposing counsel.
So this is basically the format that we'd like to use going forward. Like you said, it copies statute. It was recommended by Augustus. So.
Pretty simple.
Okay. So if we're okay with that format, we'll use that moving forward.
The only thing that I would have is that the website address, our email address is standard. I would like Melissa's
one.
Not to be the email. It should be an email of planning, whatever
I'll ask,
it is, and that she has access to it, so it doesn't matter who's in that. I'd hate for her to leave. We've had challenges with that. Somebody will leave, and then those emails go into no man's land. Ideally, if you just had planning...
A generic planning email.
You're right. We do have one.
Is that okay?
We do have one. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's
a good point.
Can you get an email address just for this?
I could.
I mean, all by itself, so you're not going anywhere else?
No, it should go all into the same box.
Planning everything. At BO. Say planning at co.josephine. Yeah.
Because I don't want to change it every time. And it shouldn't. It should be land use hearings go directly to, and not that email shouldn't be used for everything in planning, because when you're codifying your findings and you're looking for every correspondence on that hearing, good night if you're not having to cite every email address. But if you had that hearings are dedicated to this address.
I think that's what
one
I
that
was
says
talking
hearing.
About.
That's,
yeah.
I hear
the,
what you're
this,
saying.
The hearings are all going to planning this address. Hearings, so you're not taking in the barking dogs and all the other stuff.
I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make sense. We'll create one that says planning hearings.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Good idea.
Help with record and other things.
I think so too.
And it would help keep it out of my inbox.
Okay, anything else, commissioners, either one of you?
Is it necessary to specify, like if you're applying for a job or you're talking about a piece of litigation, you cite the litigation. And so maybe instructing email correspondence, putting this specific ordinance number. Please reference the ordinance number, something of that effect, so that when we're searching BCC, we search subject, ordinance number, blah, 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 and everything corresponding to that comes
up. I see what you're saying. That is something that we can integrate easily, yes.
Into this, that would be, if somebody was noticed that that's what they need to do, I think that would be really helpful.
So, like, correspondence must be received,
sure,
please cite ordinance number, like something like that. Yeah, that could easily be integrated.
Getting the findings for these things together and having to search through everything is a real pain. So that would be helpful.
Okay.
Great. This is good progress.
Commissioner Morgan, you okay with this side?
Okay.
And
if it's your recommendation and your recommendation, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
While you're here, Julie, I have something. Your decal on building safety vehicles issue, I haven't made a decision on.
Okay.
And I'm not the fleet liaison, so technically it's a deviation from county policy. All vehicles should be decaled with the Josephine County logo. You have a program within your office that has some concerns about people reacting to the decal being on their car. I'm not inclined to change the policy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt like there's a real example or a need of where they're going to use it against that employee in a negative way, and I can see a lot of positive. Like if you're showing up, you need to be delineating that you're there from the county. And if it's a situation that is not, if it's hostile, I'm not expecting you to hang out and try to work it out. You need to leave.
Yep.
Those are the rules. And so one of the examples that might have came to mind in passing, or not in email, but like somebody would see that person driving that car, call it in, hey, they were changing lanes in an intersection. They were drinking while driving or whatever. That's going to happen when they see that person, whether they're in. I've never experienced that in 8 years here, that somebody makes those kinds of judgments where it's not actually happening. So,
well, this is part of why I had at one point really felt strongly about us doing the Verizon vehicle monitoring through Fleet. We know where the vehicles are if they're stolen. We know how fast someone's going. We can counter and know this is the fastest they went there. You can put a tag on if they go faster than this speed limit at Flex. You know, you can do various things with it.
Yeah.
That is a level of accountability of they weren't even there when you said they were.
We have that on all of our parks vehicles. I'm not sure if you have that on yours, but I think for safety, it would be a really good thing for you to consider.
I agree. I mean, I worry about that a lot. Like if Denise comes back late, I'm like, okay, she was supposed to be back by now. Where is she?
You would know exactly where she is at any given time, what she's doing pretty much. I mean,
yeah,
maybe
if she can't get to her radio or her cell phone or something. You say, you know, I heard stuff in the background. She dropped her phone. She's in a run-a-gun battle. You'll know where she is.
Right, because the concern with the concern staff had was a security concern by having the logo on there. They thought they'd be a target. I understand both sides of it. And if that's the board's decision,
well,
that's fine.
I can see in their concern when they're out there taking pictures of compounds and so on and so forth. You had a county truck, and people aren't going to like that. They're going to be, you're snooping on me.
I'd much rather it be clearly labeled, that's county, than them thinking you're competitor or something else
or
and they're shooting at you.
Or DEA or something.
I think you have a level of...
I didn't look at that.
Look at forestry in that one road we were dealing with. You know, it's kind of one of those things. It's clearly marked on the side. That's a county rig. They can't say they didn't know what they were targeting.
Yeah. That's got some.
Until we have to change it right now, I think county policy is going to stand. But
and it won't.
We're very supportive of you getting the Verizon stuff in your.
Okay.
Sarah in Parks is the one that I know has got that really dialed in.
And if not, I can get you the contact information I had to. They came down and gave a presentation.
Cool.
And I can get that forwarded to you.
Yeah, because I would need to know that for my budget. So if you could send that earlier and check.
She'll have the vendor to talk to and everything.
Okay.
I think we put that in all of our parks vehicles.
Anything else?
Not from that.
There was a.
Did you guys have? You guys are good?
I'm
you're good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, clear direction. Good work.
Thank you.
We're at. One of the things that I did want to bring up, but I think I brought it up to Augustus a little earlier today, is that I think there's a realtor in town that really would like to have to put a referendum on the ballot.
To do. And that's really
you know,
what he can talk
I'm going
to
encourage him to do that. Let's fire a fourth tube.
Let's do a what?
Let's fire the fourth shell. Let's put as many of them on there as possible. If he can get that thing on the ballot in November, that's just another thing they got to work against. That this thing's going to come at them from all angles, not just the Board of County Commissioners or legal. It's going to come at them from the citizens. It's going to come at them and encourage them to get that petition started and go from there. So, that's it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to put that there?
Yeah,
there was a, and you can answer me this because both of you hang out in Washington, D.C., that Merkley put another deal on the omnibus for secure rural schools?
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean?
The omnibus bill passed. There was a lot of different pieces of it, but they provided 2 years of SRS funding. We don't know what the levels are yet.
It's 95% of 2015, and it ratifies. It goes back to the 17-18 year funding. So we had a gap. We don't know what the numbers are and how it's all going to shake out. But pretty much, and there's restrictions that have been reduced on Title III funding. Arthur has the exact number.
Oh, it's $50 million a year for 2 years divided by the timber counties, it says.
No, we have a number, exactly what it is.
Okay, well, I just saw it on there, but it didn't have any details on it, and I thought I'd just ask my two friends who know a lot about that. Okay. Anything else?
Speaking of D.C., I had a chance, I brought it up with Mike MacArthur to give an old college try to get AOC to fund Commissioner Morgan's request to go back to D.C. And I think what he was suggesting is that, you know, there isn't the momentum at the county level or even the federal level for legislation to really change on that right now under this administration.
On what?
Marijuana.
Marijuana
in general, I think we're going to need, he was saying, describing the context, is we're going to need a couple more states to jump into this. We're going to need it to be a year under California's belt for the banking laws to really be having that advocate. It's a little premature, is what he was saying, for AOC to fund this trip back there. And as an important issue for the county as it is, it might be a little premature for us, too. And I don't want Commissioner Morgan had mentioned that maybe she would reduce the number of trips that she took next year because it is the next year's trip for the fiscal situation. I think that's wrong. I don't know that you know what's going to come up and what the needs are going to be. If you just kind of put it in that context, it might not be the right trip.
Well, what I know is that there were resolutions presented at the legislative conference that were tabled to the national one in July. So in the meantime, there's already been email strings going with those of us on the Public Safety Steering Committee to take up the content. I had asked, how do we get other states in there? And kind of a push for a cannabis caucus of sorts at NACO. And so the potential of that being pushed to be formed at that meeting, yes, it may not be the time to advocate legislatively, but that would be NACO legislative next year most likely. And when you're out there in D.C., they are going to push to have NACO's platform changed in July. And
So you're looking to go to NACO or D.C.? Because NACO's in Tennessee.
NACO's at Nashville in Tennessee. I mean, they essentially have the two main conferences. They have more than that. I just got invited to three different ones. It's like, how do people do all this? But they have their annual conference in July in Nashville, at which point some of the topics that were brought up in D.C. were tabled to be moved to July. At Nashville. One of those things is to get NACO's actual platform changed the language of how they view cannabis. And there's a big push. It was started with the resolutions and then kind of going from there. And so it may not be able to go further. But the thought is that if they don't show up, if there's nobody to speak to any opposing view, is it likely to go through? And that would maybe be some more information to find out. But their response was to try to go after the NACO platform, of which even my treatment community was concerned. The language they want is that it not be listed as a narcotic, that it not be listed as a danger, to specifically say marijuana is not a dangerous drug. And that was something that Oregon commissioners did not support, and our treatment community does not support that language change. So that was kind of the main reason of the
gist of being a part of it. Do we know where Colorado and Washington and California and Alaska stand on it?
It was a joint sponsorship from Colorado and California, but there were also California and Colorado counties opposed to it. But they were not the ones. The resolution came from about eight counties in Colorado and California.
To take it off of being a dangerous drug.
Mm-hmm. To have NACO's platform changed to not speak, to say the opposite. Mm-hmm. And I'll continue to find out more information and such. But that was okay. The timing of kind of the philosophical change and push. And yeah, it might be not the time that they're switching strong safe banking or whatever it is at the national level. But if the platform gets changed, then they have their marching orders of what to go and kind of go from there. So
my trips back to D.C. have been on forest management dominant legislation. Years past, secure rural schools extensions, sequestration fixes. I don't want to put a dime into advocating at a federal level for refining the cannabis industry's issues. Their advocacy resources for those kinds of things are
unlimited.
They should fight that fight. They know exactly what they want. And the challenge for a commissioner going back and trying to represent cannabis at even a local level, we don't really have two defined policies around cannabis and being advocates. I know the state is struggling with that through AOC. So let's refine those things. My opinion is there are other things that you could probably be working on behalf of the county or even the state. I mean, opioid would be one, but we are so far over our travel budget. It isn't something that I can endorse at this time.
I'm looking at the cannabis thing as being very, very local to us and privy to Southern Oregon. Because you go to Lane County and you try to explain to them what the problems we're having here in Southern Oregon, they don't even know. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean machine gun fire and dogs and trucks going by all day and night? We're not seeing any of that involved because they're on the using end of it, not the producing end of it. The producing end of it is where all this bad behavior is being, the black market being the bad behavioral people. But they don't have that anywhere else but here. And that's our problem with trying to explain to the likes of Clackamas County that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
They don't see what we see every day. I had two women in my office just a little while ago from Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
Machine gun fire, day and night, all the way up till 11 o'clock at night. Using Tannerite, bombs going off, you name it. And nothing can be done about it because none of it's illegal. But it all has to do with that industry. And so it's tough for us to, maybe that's our charge, is to get that word out that this is a bad thing.
Well, I think you guys have tried to do that. I mean, you went up to Portland and that sort of thing. I think that's great. But there are, there are things we can do, even at the national level, here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys have been doing a lot of that. So that's just where I'm coming from.
Well, let's get some more information on it, I guess, would be, I think you're right, we're way over on travel.
And I think there's other things we should be traveling for, too, and maybe not as much. So that's just where I'm from.
Okay. Let's get to the schedule. Sound good?
It looks great. I thought there would be more challenges or whatever. There isn't anything.
I may.
Did you have?
No,
there aren't any conflicts or anything. We're working on redoing that contract with the security firm to where it doesn't say courts, it says. Ryan had the authority to sign it because it was under the threshold, but he didn't have it to not go through legal. It's not that bad. We're not at any liability. It's just fixing stuff.
And reiterating with department heads that signature levels have not all contracts go to legal,
yeah.
Period.
Right. That element is still...
The policy is very clear. I just wrote a paper on it. Matter of fact, it specifically says in our policy that their authority to sign is based on it being cleared by legal.
Yeah, it's...
But they don't actually have authority to sign if it hasn't gone through legal.
No, it's true.
Let's make sure we have something in queue for the city-county monthly update. You're going to be gone Tuesday.
I don't know.
Morning for that. I thought
we just did that.
Is it already been a month? It's been 4 weeks.
KJO and then city-county update. It's been a month.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I've got a dentist appointment.
Right. But I think we need to make... I don't think we put enough value in that time. We're not...
Hey... I show up with my list every single time. I've always got four or five things. So,
I have an item for the day. So
okay.
We should give an emergency management update. And
okay. So the schedule looks good to everybody.
You know,
that was the only thing I saw on the schedule
that
we really need to have.
Process, whatever it takes to get it right. But I think at some point we find how arduous, using the process as an example of how arduous it might be to refine this with Jackson County, might be that indicator that if you can't get off of first base, how are you going to be for, I don't know. What is your update?
We met, and we can't pencil it out.
Right.
There's no, at because Medford pulling out, there's not a way financially to do it that would not mean us supplementing their cost. No matter, we tried to finagle every option we could think of, and it was kind of like, how much work do we put in to make it work? And when it came down to it, so we're going to come up with an alternate recommendation that's a partnership this way.
Yeah, well, we have that.
Yes, but, staffing-wise, too. Mimic what we were talking about there here.
So are you on a trajectory of, giving a final offer to our lead candidate? And is that how it's going to go?
We're looking at having something in place by fiscal year one.
Okay.
City of Grants Pass is putting things into their budget that would be available at the start of the fiscal year.
Okay.
We would be looking at doing something maybe before then, but we got to put some things in time frame.
So between city and county, we are going to hire a deal, or it's not going to be Sarah?
Get a solution. That's what I want.
We're going to come back with an alternative to you guys. I don't know what all's been talked about or notified.
No. Yeah. Whatever.
And
whatever,
so I just want to. What we're going to do is.
I'd like it before fire season.
Yeah.
I don't need to wait. Our budget is already done. We have adequate reserves there. Budget's $216,000 at least. We haven't hardly spent anything this last year, so,
yeah.
Which is a positive place to be going into the fiscal year to start something. But it also needs to be sustainable.
The sum of it would be that we would hire two, a lead and a backup, and the city would pay for one of those to us. But we would be primary to meet both needs. But it would give us redundancy and backup
Great.
In the system.
Great.
And we would cover for both.
So instead of Sarah coming over and covering when ours is gone, we would have
Well, that could still, that cooperative relationship with Jackson County will remain. Even,
yes.
Okay.
Even with this system. Because two isn't always foolproof.
Right.
You know, one goes on vacation, the other one gets sick, and then you're... So that I think this cooperative relationship, we'll just be better fortified over here than we have been in the past.
Okay.
With what I'm hearing, so...
And they're prepared over there to bring a higher
fiscal.
Level of fiscal
Great.
Contribution.
Well, they can afford it because they didn't hire an assistant, so that's good.
Okay. So you'll have more on that later?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
One of the budget directives that we didn't articulate, in fact, we really didn't go over the budget directives the way I thought we have in the past. It seemed really cursory this year. And I think we were all trying to meet with our liaisons, but mm-hmm. part of this budget process, I thought, our expectation, and we've got to have an opportunity to meet with for our goals, getting that done. We need to be aggressive about some of these things, or we're going to find ourselves 2018 will be over, and we will have done stuff, but we won't really have had a vision for the year and how it was supposed to go. And I think that's a shortcoming, and that's not the way I wanted to spend my last year. And so having that long-term vision, the five-year plan, and a little longer if some of the other budgets can do that, programs, but getting that is a one-pager precursor to the budgets in each program, and the board signing off and saying, yep, that's codified, that's what we want, I think is key, and that was part of our two-year deal. But for me, having a minimum fund reserve in the general fund of... Frankly, it should be 10% of operations, but $6 million as the base. And that we somehow, agree and codify that by order, which is totally changeable if some crisis happens. But that's the whole point of having a savings account, is that you have one. And that's the philosophy that I've gotten to. When I took office, our ending fund balance was $1.9 million, and our total budget was $110 million. We haven't had a budget that size since I've been in office, and we've never had a reserve that low since I've been in office. So I think that should be, if you guys are amenable to that, that we pick a $6 million floor, which is under our operating budget. Our total budget's $104 this year. Our operating budget's probably $68. So 6.8 million, we're not that far away. Six should be the floor. And we're going to be there in the proposed budget. What Arthur's talking about doing is taking some of the secure rural schools and putting it in. And we've met what my goal was 8 years ago. And it has not been easy, my friends, to save money while we let go of 130 people and, closing juvenile shelter and detention facilities. But that's back open. The other thing we need to talk about where that money goes for, but I would want it to stretch for a number of years because I don't know that we weren't supposed to get another secure rural schools.
I agree on that.
But if we do get this, could be really it. Yeah, and if this... And
it was a fight to get this.
Whatever it takes, though, we should have it as a multi-year program, not just one-and-done spots.
Right.
And I think rural patrols is probably a valid place to put
priority.
It. And we find ourselves in a really great position with a good juvenile shelter and detention facility and sustainable funding for the shelter. And then you'd have four-year sustainable funding or three-year, 4 year is what I would be shooting for, mm-hmm. sustainable funding and patrols. And whatever that looks like, if that's $250,000 or if it's probably at least $500,000 there. And we build that into the budget this year.
And everybody says, well, if you're going to get that amount of money, then you get so many, you hire all of them all at once. But there is something to say, okay, instead of hiring 10, hire three for 3 years, 3.5 years.
Or two for five,
or
four
two
years.
For 4 years, or yeah. two for, you know. And
well, we give the sheriff the
something
budget.
That gives you.
And he puts the package together. And
yeah.
So one of the things that I found about our budgeting message that went out from finance is they told everybody, what does it take to keep same service levels? They didn't ask the question, do you have the same funding sources that you had? Just what would it take for you to stay where you're at?
I'm facing a district attorney's office that didn't renew a $200,000 grant, $189,000.
Well, the question sounds valid. It would take a $200,000 influx to maintain the current service levels.
So they submitted it just to give current status, but didn't say anything about, hey, I didn't get this grant renewed. I mean, they sold me,
well, that's
but
why
not there.
That's why they're talking to you.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why that we have these liaison we have varied from, it used to be a policy in the past that nothing came before the board but before the liaison saw it. Nothing. Because if you couldn't sell your liaison, the person who's supposed to be an advocate for your program.
It should be the liaison that brings it.
And not only that, no, the program can do it. But they've worked out the questions. We spend so much time working out questions that each of us should have worked out to where the package is perfect, pretty much. Ready to go, sign off. Shouldn't be so much discussion to refining, making sausage.
Going back to the DA, did he just not fill out a grant request?
No, they requested and weren't issued. Actually, he may not even applied this time because of criteria changes. The state has continued to change who the recipients are meant to go towards.
Oh, right.
And it doesn't necessarily meet the demographic of our community. And so we were not awarded the grant.
Okay. I just got an email from our NACO person on public lands and part of that committee. It's one of the nice things about signing up. So you guys can sign up for that. These things from Jonathan as well, and I'll just send it to you. He's good, and he's very thorough, so I'll get this to you, and it'll be an understanding of what just happened in the omnibus. There was some minor forest management stuff, which was a requirement of Walden's office to get Secure Rural Schools reauthorized.
Yeah, I want to know what the difference is on the Title III dollars. Because they said they did a Title III fix?
I believe it was changing the requirements of how we can spend money right now. Or so in 2008, you could almost spend it on just about anything. And Douglas County is the only county to still have 2008 Title III dollars. We spent the last of ours last year, about $200,000. And we were spending it on correction crews for programs within the county.
Parks and various things.
Yeah. You can't use new Title III funds for that. In fact, if you didn't have Title III funds obligated under three specific criteria, you can develop plans, you can do search and rescue reimbursement, and you can do FireWise community fuel suppression stuff right around homes, then you couldn't spend it. You have to send it back. Well, I think they've reverted, because they're such small amounts, back to what the 2008 requirements were.
Great.
Maybe, which would be really good. We've got about 600...
Widened your scope of what you can spend it on?
We've got about $600,000 of that currently. Or, no, I should just say that we have about that. I think that's what his estimation could be with the new Title III plus what we have with the old Title III. So that's going to be really beneficial. Good time to be in office. You guys have options. It means a lot to Sarah's program to have, and to Nate's program as far as consistent work.
Sure.
You know where you're going, you know what you're doing.
It helps keep our jail population down. That they can say, well, this person can be out here working or working off fines versus filling that and we're out of space.
What are people always out here saying? Put them to work.
We do.
And we do.
The only thing we don't have say over is pretrial. But anybody, once they're convicted, their office manages that, which is great.
It's good.
One of the important things for the ending fund reserve is that you don't have to do mid-year or end-of-year short-term borrowing to make payroll. But the bigger thing is that it really improves your bond rating. We are one step away from the average bond rating in the state, and frankly, that should be our goal. And I would like to see us, if we had capital projects in the future, which I think this Mall Foster contract is going to tell us we will, we're going to have a facility for public works to buy or build, or both, and a facility for forestry and parks to build. And those can be internally bonded upon revenue streams that we that they have. And I think that those are totally doable. My goal with the public works is that we own the land and we bond the building of the facility based on a long-term lease agreement with the city and the state for use of that infrastructure, and that doesn't cost us very much at all.
That would be great.
That's my vision.
So have you located the property that's gross yet?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I haven't bought it yet, but
okay.
I found it.
Yeah, tell me.
That's great.
It's 40 acres that Simon has out there in Cape Junction. Just kidding. Are you looking?
Legal's working on a contract for that transfer thing, legislation. But we do
for
have
Bela.
40 acres that I would like to dedicate to parks in the future for a frisbee golf airsoft field. It's this property out Demaray. Might be right. Yeah, that's it right there. No, that's the 60 acres I want to keep.
That's not that 40. It's up behind the college, is it?
I thought that's prime real
that's
estate.
Prime real estate.
No, that's not the one. There's maybe it's further out. There's 40 acres that's wooded that I would think, no, not that 60 acres that we're selling.
Okay.
It's going to be good. No, there's another property out in that area that I'm not sure which one it is, but it's a forestry designated property that's not very good for forestry, and we were going to get rid of it. But I think it's a prime location and opportunity to, we have all of these disc golf things intermixed in our parks.
Very popular.
Terrible locations where they're,
yeah,
you know, people are right through frisbee golf, right through somebody's picnic,
yeah,
picnic table, or hitting their RV and their cars. Anyway, if we could put them out someplace, I think an airsoft field, you know, those were incredibly popular on the East Coast, and you have different courses, and the Parks Department operates it and generates a revenue and something for kids to do. You know, they're year round. There's like
airsoft. Is that like paintball?
Paintball. They're awesome. Biodegradable.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Kids love it.
It only leaves the well for 3 weeks.
If you're close, if you get it close. The other idea I had was, I don't think you guys have a yearbook. I would really like to see us, you know, ideas are free. But when I look back on my 4 years here, I have 3 pictures, you know, 10 pictures.
And they're all of you.
Well, I'm in them, but I would love to have, you guys are going to look back on your terms here.
You have a nice picture of you and...
And Harold and Dawn.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be easy to do. There's online versions of this. You populate it with some pictures. But we need to focus. I say you. I'm going to start saying you need to focus on team building here as an element. It used to be foundational. Commissioner Morgan, when you were an employee, you probably remember, we used to do a lot of stuff that was team building. And we were a small county with a small workforce, and we were tight, and that's one of the things that made us more resilient. We have gotten away from that, frankly, in my tenure, because we had to get back to brass tacks. We didn't have time for the fun stuff. We had to work. There, I'm not saying that there's any less of that.
No, but there is something to professional development, and that has been something that I've talked about, and there's various groups that can come and do, it's team building through training, through activity that has a better outcome of public service.
Yep.
Better out customer service, and, you know, remembering why we're here.
Okay.
I think we need a strategy for this public works sidewalk deal. Frankly, my quick conversation with the director, I don't think he was picking up what the challenge was, and that what else could we have done? We tried to notice everybody. It's not working for me. There's a disconnect between what our expectations are that over there yesterday at the weekly business session had nothing, we were not at fault for that, other than the fact that we are at fault for anything that happens. But frankly, the program failed the board in getting us ready to go, having a project, and it isn't just the one step that might be required by law. I don't care if it takes 12 steps in order for that community to feel comfortable with that project as being a benefit and the right time, the right thing. we should have had those meetings a year ago. When this project was pretty much ready to go, going out for bid, we should have had those before when we went out to bid.
I called a friend of mine out there this morning who is, and I said, so what did you think? I said, I meant to call you ahead of time, and he goes, we don't want any of that out here.
No.
And I said, you don't want a sidewalk. He goes, well, it's not, the sidewalk isn't that big a deal. We don't want the rest of it. And I said, explain, what part of it don't you want? Is it the bike trails or the bump outs or what? And he goes, we don't want it to look like, we know how you guys do things, like Rogue River Highway.
Yeah.
Like Shady Cove. And that was brought up a whole bunch of times in yesterday's meeting.
Well, I brought up Shady Cove.
Well,
that debacle's been going on
for a year.
And
I brought up Rogue River Highway last week.
And Rogue River Highway. And here's what it was. However we portrayed that project to go forward, we didn't get our point across to the masses, because I said, no, John, the curb and gutter is still there, and we're going to put a sidewalk, just like downtown 6th Street. No beautification strip, no tree-lined streets, no nothing. It's just a sidewalk. He goes, well, there aren't that many people out there that walk on the sidewalk. I says, who makes the 2.5-foot-wide path along next to the right at the end of from the park?
These are all conversations we should have had with the community.
Exactly. Come here. Let me show you this beaten path along the curb here. How did that happen?
I would almost like us invited to those. If a department is having those community meetings,
how are we not?
That's just it. They had it last May, but I
didn't know about it.
You know, it's, one of us should be there.
Maybe their delivery.
Fielding those questions, being there.
And their delivery on how you sell these things and the show, it demonstrates the features and benefits and what is and isn't going to happen out there, I think is very, very important. However we did it, and we can come up with all the excuses in the world why this thing, but however we did it this time should be a model of how never to do it again, because it failed miserably. That's a project that we should have going.
The challenge is I don't feel this program's picking up what we're putting down.
No.
And I don't know how. I don't know how to convey it any other way other than that was a disaster.
It was.
That is against the rules.
Well, I'm preparing a deal for Mr. Brandis. I'm going to go out there. I said, okay, I'm in the lion's den, and you can hit me with anything you want, but I'm just going to tell you, whatever you've been doing, it isn't working.
It's not working.
Don't ever do that again to the Board of County Commissioners, because we could farm all of this stuff off. We could bring Bobby Copeland in here, and you're all gone.
There's a county in Georgia that doesn't have anything but a board.
That's right.
They outsource everything to CH2M Hill.
Good for the community.
Right up in Corvallis.
All private sector. Not a purse thing,
so,
the whole thing. No, I get it.
The contract is only valid for 30 days after it was let. So for 7 more days, we need a plan Monday. My recommendation is that we get something going, and if it's a fully modified version, then you're going to have to go back out for bids and all of that deal. But I don't even think this is the right time of year to be building a sidewalk out there. It frankly, in my opinion, should be in the fall. Or sidewalks are not asphalt. You can pour concrete
in the pouring down rain.
Why are we doing it during their tourist season?
I don't think I'm going to avoid the rush to get it put in on this go around because, before the thing.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned,
we need to make that decision.
We redesign Colin's that. Good measure, good faith bid. The response I got from an employee is, if we reject this, we're essentially throwing them out, and we have to go with the next bid.
No,
that's not what my intent is.
No, we're not throwing out. The process has just been, we're starting over, throwing all of them out. We're not going with the next bid.
I'm okay with just saying okay, because the time frame to a contractor is really important. A lot of times they'll bid something just to get the work. Right now, Bobby Copeland's got a two-month hole in his operation that he's got to go fill.
Have you been over to Ashland near the university where they put in the crosswalks with the bright yellow flashing lights? You got 2-lane highway on each side with a turn lane in between, 5-lane, and there's no bump outs. It's the straightest stretch of road straight through there. They have the yellow flashing, and they go enough time for somebody to cross.
They have
safely.
A ride down here on 8th Street.
I hear what you're saying. Let's not solve the project. Let's solve the process for, I think we're making the decision that this project isn't going forward in the 7-day time frame.
We are not going to. It will never sell it to them
in 7 days.
No. If it's going to be sold, it'll have to be sold
now,
in the fall.
I don't know if there's anything like Copeland should feel like there's something we need to do to make them whole. And I don't know what that is, but I think that I can feel confident that you, as a former contractor, and Rob need to work out something with the selected contractor.
Yeah.
That you know, you can't guarantee they're going to get you can't even guarantee they're going to get the job next year if there is some sort of modified version like what you're talking about, Commissioner Morgan.
I want to see to what if we tweak that on a couple of different fronts, like the bump outs and this.
I don't think we're that far away.
No, it's actually westward.
If we don't tweak that very much, how much can we tweak it before it has to go back out to bid? That's what I want to hear.
If they're in place, if we don't move them.
No, if you took that out, it's everybody. It's not Bobby that's the challenge. He could agree.
No, it's everybody else.
It's everybody else.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. You change that 17% and you can only change it 10.
Yeah.
And I want it back out to bid.
Yep. It's back out to bid after.
But I don't know, you can also do change orders. You know, if you get into the job, you can do change orders. Now, can we do change orders?
You can't change the time of year and it not have to go back out to bid.
Okay. We have to go back out to bid.
You can't change the time of year and it not go back out to bid. So, time of year, duration of time to do the job, all of these factors, you know, perhaps not the ball, if that's possible.
Well, that's what I want to hear from somebody, not necessarily you.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
If I was a contractor who was bidding on this thing, you vary from that one iota, and it would have changed my bid, and you can't do that. So I've been through all of the bidding regulations with the Dimmitt campus demolition.
Well, there's just a few aspects
twice
of that
as
thing.
Expensive and 10
there's
times
a few aspects of that thing that I don't like. And I think they
we
were the ones.
We had an opportunity to refine that. When did we sit down with our colleagues?
Those were the ones that came out over there yesterday. And I think it was the bump outs, the bike lanes, and.
Well, it's delineated.
Speed limits.
It's delineated.
They wanted slower speed. Mm-hmm.
There are no bike lanes.
Yep.
There's multi-use paths. Shouldn't even be illustrated by a bike.
Correct.
But share us. You say, okay, if you have a bicycle, you can ride in the street. We used to do it. Bike lanes are something that just came up in the last 10 years. Everybody rode in the street.
Well, it's all
we didn't have any big problems.
At a future date.
There's more problems with
bike. I hope you're able to convey to Rob.
Okay.
Appreciate what he does, but this happened very poorly.
This didn't work, yeah.
This is
whatever
most,
we did, did not work.
This is the most major public works project of this magnitude since I've been in office. We didn't have anything. We've had more discussion on Allen Creek, which isn't even our thoroughfare after they're done.
It probably will never happen. I think they've used up all the money in engineering. I think the whole budget is gone.
$1 million on something they'll never be able to build. A bridge to nowhere. How many of those can you have on your FIDA?
On your,
before.
So I need to give you guys a heads up. I got pulled aside by emergency preparedness, Dr. Candelaria, and the public health administrative director. The renovations at the jail caused some items to be moved that are not supposed to move.
Renovations at the jail?
Yeah, facilities moved some things and then didn't do proper notifications. And when they were asked the why, instead of answering the questions, they moved the stuff back, which caused further issues. I am in the process of trying to find a different location for these items that are...
What are you talking about? Is this something you can't talk about?
Yes.
Okay.
There's some secure storage items that are public health related.
Okay, all right.
That have been chosen a selection of where they're kept.
Did they check with you before they made the move? That's wrong.
They didn't do any of the process.
Okay.
I'm looking for an alternate location for them.
Okay.
And I'd like the support of the board to find that alternate location.
Okay. Them, is it, you're talking personnel or fixtures? Okay. Okay.
I think look into it. Let's turn you loose on it. See what
I'll come back in an executive session and give more
details. Okay, sounds super. So with anything else, Simon was coming back.
We were going to do projects, but
it's 4 o'clock.
He's got to go. Yeah. How do you like your setup? Is it working?
Are you guys going to call in to the WBS? Like, is that even feasible? Or should we just cancel it?
If there's something we need scheduled for that, I'm willing to call in.
I guess we'll know more next Thursday at the admin, because that'll all move well.
Okay. The issue is how well we'll be able to access the VPN and the BCC files. Or you guys would maybe have to email the packet, but it's not always able to be emailed. So that would be the main thing, but I'm willing. I think it takes a priority if need be.
Saw that other thing?
I'm going to come back with a proposal of a new location.
We've been over that. What's your other alternative?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say outside of executive session. So
hardly
that's,
any.
That's why I'm trying.
We've gone over different options. If you can figure out a better way at that location, making it more secure,
yeah,
sustainably secure, that's what I would prefer.
The problem is facilities is not sticking to policy.
Well, then we need to delineate the policy outside.
Okay.
Something. We're going to experience that wherever we move it.
Sure.
That's the most secure location. We've been through all of this. Figure out a way to make it more...
I have one alternative.
That would be my recommendation.
I think would be a better option, but...
should we bring that at executive session?
Let's talk about that.
It totally falls
but,
under...
it's causing
if
us...
If you have a better spot, then okay. We haven't had one of those before. Okay. That one's been the best. We've run around.
I hear you.
Nope.
I just want to make sure that support and making sure policies follow.
Well, I think that would be my recommendation first, is just to figure out how to delineate, you know, on it or whatever, that's it. Doesn't go anywhere.
And
you know,
that facilities doesn't have
in order to get into it.
Oh, and the
question, all right.
Probably go from there, but issue is...
I'm just using an example off of, like, Indiana Jones, where you got to have a key guy over there and a key guy over there. Otherwise, it doesn't move.
This isn't a nuclear submarine, so we'll be all right.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, it
Three
is
keys.
Causing us to have to submit different things at a federal level right now, and I would like us to...
We'll fix it.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I just didn't want you to be surprised when I bring it up.
I don't really care about that.
Okay. I do.
I know your predecessors and your...
Okay, I know that we want to talk projects, but it's 4 o'clock. Would you want to do that at a later date?
What does projects mean?
What are we discussing with it?
You have a list of items that we put on the project.
Oh, yes, let's.
And I don't know if you guys, you know, like, did this get completed?
Do you want to print it?
It was on the packet this morning.
Oh. No, I think this would be really beneficial for us if we got into a habit of doing... Oh, here they are. This one, too.
Do you want me to print a couple, or do you got it up?
Lily.
Lily, go ahead. Print me one, if you would.
You bet.
I don't know if it's in here or not. I don't think so.
We're going to copy that?
Advisory committee is all I got that.
I just printed it.
You did? Okay, good. Thank you.
If it'll print.
Shoot, there's so much for me to do.
Is there? Oh, I got a response from Bill and Baker.
Great.
But I forgot to look at it. Hold on, let me find it.
Well, that makes me feel better, because coordination committee is on my list, and I felt bad about not doing anything, but then it was your responsibility. We need to set a schedule for going out into the communities and having our roving meetings.
Yes.
We need
you were
going to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. It was on my list.
Feel better already? Yes. This
See,
is
we
a good
can already scratch that one off. Security firm for Clubhouse.
Yeah. Look at that. Done.
That's what you want.
housing crisis. We're going to move them all to
I'm going to forward
Dana
this email
Point,
to
California,
you both just so you have the background.
Right in the middle of a gated community. Boy, did they have it upset down there. Wow.
So we can take off the first one, horse stalls at fairgrounds.
That is being handled by the fair board.
What are they doing?
They're going to bring in all the granite. They've got the granite. While we were out there at the fair meeting the other night, they said, well, we've got the granite donated. All we got to do is get somebody to move it into the stalls, and it was going to be $2,500. And a guy in the audience says, I'm in. I'll pay for that. So that's just been handled. There's another group out there that is in, they're a part of the equestrian deal. They're going to paint the stalls.
Can we get the crowns?
So they're going to paint the stalls and repair the broken blocks and things in the stall. They figured out that the place that they make the stalls really, really nice, that they can charge more money for the stalls. They'll get the money back. And also, when people come to, as they're making advances on the arena and bringing the arena up to stuff, that the stalls, if they have good stalls and site on site that the arena is being refurbished, they're going to start attracting horse shows from all over. And they gave some monetary figures, which is exciting because it ups their revenue.
Great.
Yep. Music to my ears.
We have got to get this marijuana themed events thing refined.
Yes,
we can do that during the legal meeting on Tuesday, if that's okay with you guys.
Wally's working on that because the fairgrounds had a question about marijuana themed events out there.
So we need to add that to the legal meeting on Tuesday. I did go to the Arts Council meeting the other night and proposed that they do something, I don't know, on the Justice Building.
Which side of the Justice Building?
That side.
That
side by the elevator. You know, the face of it towards the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They just need to drop a proposal, recruit an artist or something like that. I also mentioned that piece of art next to the ambassador was supposed to move. It was only supposed to be there for a few years, and then it needed to go. I was on the board and gave approval for that to be sited there. And they said, oh, well, we don't expect that to move or anything like that. And I said, well, that isn't how it was sold. Oh, it'd be really tough to move. That's not how it was sold. So it would be very easy to unbolt it, to move it to someplace else. And so, just so you guys know in the future that...
Maybe they have a parking lot. They're redoing their parking lots with art forms in it.
That I'm all of a sudden having citizens say, what's duck? What's pig? What's whatever else?
That is so dumb.
And I'm like, it's their parking lot names. But they don't put them at the entrance of the parking lot, so you can't tell that's what they are.
That was a David Reeves thing, and he missed the point on that. It was like the grasshopper lot had the grasshopper thing.
Yep.
And that the gold miner lot, they moved the gold miner out to the thing, and then it was going to be the owl lot because there's an owl on the side of the building.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to have an art piece at each one of those.
Right.
It is budgeted $12,500 a year for an art piece to be built for every one of those lots to depict what it is. The pig is not really the parking lot. Boar, I could see. Pig, no.
Well, pigs, I was just making that up. Okay. I don't remember what this is. But I saw duck last night.
I did see redwood.
And duck is halfway between the Oregon Poor Authority and the corner. But the entrance to the parking lot is over on G Street, and it has the old sign there.
We're going to have 4 days of this if we...
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Justice Business Culture assignment. Okay, additional public announcement boards.
What is that?
Sportsman's Park has a billboard.
Where are you talking about Sportsman's Park? Where did you find that?
Right below motorcycle fitting?
We're still down at Justice.
We're still up? Okay, sorry.
We're still up at
County Properties. Sportsman's Park is the place to put a billboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's for, because it's right on I-5, and that's space that we could be using for something.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
I need to do that. But
the motorcycle fitting thing, I've been talking to the guys who've been in a couple times.
Good.
Good program. Good solid program. You got a lot of support for that.
But it'd be a jobs for vets thing?
WBS.
Yep. Right. We talked about him coming to make a presentation because he's...
So if you've talked to him, can she follow up and just get the schedule for Wendy and come to a WBS?
Yeah.
So Wendy, we're on number 6.
The Veterans Program for Injured, Lost a Limb Vets, and Motorcycle Fitting. He can
give you have his card?
Yeah, I do.
She just needs to call 10 minute max presentation.
Yeah, we just want to get it out while it's on, on camera, so people can see it. And then it'll go on our
website. Three advisory questions for November. I don't think we have three. We just need one. One advisory question for the November.
Where are you now? Oh, three advisory questions for November. Okay. It depends. Here's another thing that I would like to see us do, because we are basically, it's just like I say, if I get a hold of the people that are doing the thing, let's fire as many things as we possibly can at that industry. If we have a couple of advisory questions on there.
Sure, sure. But let's just start with one.
If we feel the need to have more than one on there, I just want to find out. I want what the people think in Josephine County to come back resoundingly loud and clear.
Mine, one of them, I think needs to be on solid waste and whether or not people mm-hmm. are fined trash and all that is a mm-hmm. nuisance that the board county should deal with. It should be very simple. Wendy, can we have all of our advisory questions put on our website somewhere in the outcomes? Not in the clerk fashion, but in a table that is clear and maybe like referenceable to the clerk's thing. So if they want to know what the entire description was and all of that, they can do that. But in a quick, easy to see nine.
On the advisory question, I want one.
I'm talking about the old ones.
Specifically for cannabis, because you know what? I'm going to use that if it comes back favorably, which it should. I'm going to use that part of our campaign when we go for the Southern Oregon Marijuana Initiative in the 19th session.
I think I'm okay. Great.
Okay.
So.
Taxation on cannabis, I'll take that because I'm above the fold anyway.
Yeah, that's not a project. That can just be removed. That's a whatever.
Did we say the tax strips at the fairgrounds?
I don't know. What are those? Oh, they... No, we didn't get that. They haven't done that, have they?
What's that?
The tax strips at the floral building at the fair?
No, we talked about that because there's some...
They needed.
We got some pushback, but I'm going to leave that up to them to say, this is what needs to be done, and this is what you need to do, because there are stuff that...
No, Dan, I hear where you're coming from, but you need to tell them that needs to just happen, and that's it.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
No discussion. Yes. You need a tax strip in the floral building.
I got it.
You're the guy.
I got it. That's the conversation we're having.
Good. Solid waste issue. They can't be so... General taxation on cannabis, solid waste issue. So Forest Service, I missed that. I think I missed the deadline for the letter, but I can still draft one because I am part of the Forest Service RAC, and they're meeting on the 19th of April.
Are you talking about the recreational fees?
I've talked myself back from being totally opposed from a standpoint. What I told Matthew was right. They need to be competitive with mm-hmm. the private sector, and if they haven't been raising the fees to do that, then that's wrong. So anyway, I think I talked myself.
That, if you just adopt that policy, you don't have to look at it every time they want to do something. Say, the policy is to remain competitive.
So we are, a solid waste issue, we have two things. There's a proposed project that's coming, but we also need to look at our membership on the solid waste agency.
That's a good one. That's a solid waste issue. So let's update that. I don't think we need to advertise in the sneak preview. We have applicants. I just need to call on that. This ODOT off-ramps landscaping, that's a Dan thing.
I'm working on that.
ODOT guardrails. I don't know what that means.
Where?
Oh, that's guardrails on bridges that obstruct the view of the river.
Oh.
That's what that is, right?
I think that was it. You had an issue with the solid ones.
Yeah, you can't see anything. You don't know you're going over a river.
Yeah.
What's the status of naming the bridge, renaming the bridge? Is it just going to take time?
I don't know. I feel like that's a city issue.
It is.
Oh, okay.
What, the bridge?
Maybe.
Got it.
Maybe we add that as a letter of support to renaming the 7th Street Bridge.
Oh, 7th Street Bridge.
The
Brady Adams.
That would be an ODOT, I'm saying, because they're... Deal?
Yeah, it is, but the city has the authority to name the bridge. because it's in their jurisdiction. So, Wendy, we just want to put a naming of the 7th Street Bridge letter together of support.
Okay.
County map.
We have a county map, the county map thing we did.
It's out there?
Yeah, you guys did.
The county map is all done. It's just so basically we can hand it to them and say, this is where all our facilities are.
Oh, is that what it is?
So that's what's been done. Yeah, so you just hand it to them. So you're not trying to describe where Dimmick is.
Mm-hmm.
And describe, you can hand them a map. Old people use them. Off-ramps landscaping, I talked to Don Miller, and there is irrigation water available at every one of those. South Y and both up north.
Good to know. And
oh, yeah. So city water, and David Reeves saying $16,000 a month for city water to water that is junk. So, and Don says...
Will you put that on our...
City-county
meeting Tuesday.
Good. Yes.
Pink list.
Pink paper. City-county. Got it.
Well, so is the naming of the 7th Street Bridge.
Yep.
Got it.
You know, those businesses along Highland... Those are in the city limits, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a city issue to coordinate with ODOT. We hit them from every angle. That those trees, you know, right on top of their roof and everything. It's such a bother for them.
Trees along I-5.
Yeah.
I-5 businesses.
Yeah.
I had a building up there one time. So, water to South Y.
I don't know what updating website means.
But we are in the process. We had our first meeting Friday, and the next one is going to be next Wednesday.
So we can cross that off my list.
Yeah, that should be a Lily versus Simon now.
Website?
Yep. We're in process of that.
Ribbon County Airport, when runway extension is completed, that's way out.
5 year.
Well, it's not the runway. It should be the east side taxiway. That'll be done this summer.
Yeah, that's
so.
Okay. When... change that to taxi.
And then the framing of past BCC photos, that's an internal project. Wendy needs to run point on that. I don't know that we're going to be remodeling the conference room.
Did you hear the complaint about our chairs, though? Some of them are in pretty poor. Yeah.
They're put together with these bolts, and they need to be tightened every once in a while. It's an Allen wrench.
Oh, I have an Allen wrench.
And I've done it twice. That's all it takes. They're not that bad.
Okay. I'll pull out my Allen wrench and work on it tonight.
You know, they've never been cleaned. I shouldn't say that out loud. Maybe that's what we need to do is hire...
have a steam clean. Get her.
Maybe, Wendy, we get...
upholstery cleaner.
Yeah, it's that Chem Dry
place.
Yep.
They're the best.
I can call them.
They're nice
kids. I'll give you their contact number. That's what I meant
nice
to
kids.
Say.
They're great.
We gotta do that.
And let's do the Ann Basker. And here. Coordinate with Ryan on that, because I don't want to do it, and then the next week he calls somebody else and has him do it.
Okay, so where are we now? Past framing of BCC photos?
We'll just cross off the remodeling of the BCC conference room.
We're just going to call it cleaning.
Code of codification is on another list. We don't need to do that one. Dimmick housing is a goals thing. It's not a security firm for courthouse. We did that.
Yep.
Housing crisis. These are like cleaning the chairs kind of projects. They're not solve housing.
Housing crisis, there's a committee for that.
Yeah.
North Valley Treatment Plant, we're working on that through...
Yeah, that contract is the next thing, and we should have that. There are 3 questions that Pat needs Arthur to answer before we can see that contract. We'll see that next Thursday.
2-year budget.
Cross that off. BLM gate.
Cross out North Valley?
Yeah. No, 2-year budget.
2-year budget.
And the industrial park. We're working on that. Okay. That's in the queue. I want to keep the BLM gate access project. It needs to stay on there because we just need to get the BLM to, and I need to reach out to them and have them present their deal.
Don't they have, and the gate access part that I had was U.S. Forest Service. It wasn't BLM.
Was it really?
It was Mapachorik up there at the end of Slate Creek.
Mm-hmm.
and he wasn't going to budge. But BLM, if you go over there and say, yeah, I want to go through this, BLM, it's always been, you have a key, go through it. And you could issue keys and all the other stuff. Put on multiple locks. Yep. Doing the BLM's model is what Mrs. What's-Her-Name wants up there, and Forest Service says no. Okay? I think it's more U.S. Forest Service. I don't know how we're going to get to that one. Oh, yeah, yeah. But the sensor's in that automatic door. When you go down the stairs or come up the stairs from down, those front doors open.
Yeah, I know.
And out goes the heat. In comes the cold air. So I think, you know, maybe put a piece of tape over that side of it so when you come up out of there, it doesn't kick that door open.
Talk with Ryan.
I will talk to Ryan.
I imagine they're going to...
I can do that. It's got Dan by it. We'll do that. County advertisement. Weren't we working with Moving Mountains on that?
I haven't done that yet.
Okay, so we're going to put you down on that much. Large match for a county building relative to the courthouse. We've done that. We've done the 8 to 12 handouts. Good. And maybe a large map for on display somewhere would be nice.
Yeah, we're going to be putting a door in there for legal out front of that hallway. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably have a buzzer to let people in our office, because people will come to our office and say, I'm here for whatever. And instead of, you know, we won't have one at every location. We'll just have one by the window, because I think we can wire it in. Mm-hmm. That's the way Wally and I were talking about it. And then you can just let people go through the door. Anything else for appointments, and they'll just need to come out or whatever. But we're going to need to move that bulletin board where formal announcements of foreclosures and all that stuff.
Like for the that might auctions be a good, and stuff.
Wherever we move that, you can put your
county
offices right. Map.
Sounds good. Volunteer coordinator position?
That's me. I haven't done anything on that.
Marketing display for fairgrounds and county events. Lily?
So at AOC conference last year, most counties that had a county display brought some type of marketing display or format that they could put things about their county on behind, so you knew which county you were seeing. Mm-hmm. They had various things from kind of like projector screens that came up from a thing and it had marketing signs on, or we shared a booth with Coos County, and they had like a black felt something that you can just put Velcro pictures on of your county. But looking at something that potentially for, if we're at the fair or if we're somewhere else, that you just have this display you can put up that represents our, and you put various things on it that represents our county. And I wanted us to have something in place for AOC this November. Mm-hmm. But I wanted it to be something that potentially could be used for other things. If the county is at something where we're representing the county's participation, or the county's going to have a table. For instance, we recently had a career fair, and the county had a booth. There was also another event over at the high school, and the county had a table. Having something that's up behind it that kind of shows...
We should work with Julie and Sorority. I bet Sorority has some stuff.
Okay. Too.
And maybe we could... Julie would be the person I need to talk to about.
Can that. Would this be another city-county project?
Not that big.
Okay.
The only thing I'd say is John can provide some photos or something. But did you see the back screen that Coos County had?
Mm-hmm.
Or some of them had kind of just a display about as wide as a window, and they literally just... pulled up like a screen,
yep.
And it had their stuff on it. And you can pack that up and take it with you.
Right.
So it's just marketing information on our county. So if we're participating in something, we actually are more than just a table and who are you?
Yeah, good idea. I felt
really
awful.
Small.
You know, the last 2 years at conference, we didn't blow anybody's skirt up. I'd love to get Dutch Brothers involved with it.
I can work on that.
You have to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. Get Jennifer in here and explain to her what we need up there. And maybe they're local. They've got, I don't know how many franchises up there. They can just say, all of you go together and put on something for that.
Yeah.
In Salem. Nice. I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little scratch.
Okay,
I'll follow up with that.
Simon's dental appointment. I'll put yours in.
Mine's just a cleaning.
Okay, so marketing display and same thing.
So, by the way, we kind of passed over something else, and you said something about moving some display.
What did you call it? Which one?
So we have this board over here that things go on. Mm-hmm. Notifications, foreclosures, meeting minutes, and stuff like that.
That's what has to be moved because the door will be before that.
Okay, so what I was thinking of is, could that be electronic? Could we have a TV or something?
No, because the public comes and have you seen that foreclosure thing that they tack on there?
Oh, okay. Well, that's separate, but everything else is posted up there. If it was,
I guess.
If it was rotating through a screensaver or something else like that that had the information.
I hear where you're going. I don't want to mess with the open public meeting law requiring a bulletin board
okay.
style stuff. If the power, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be very primitive.
Time tested and proven. And we are compliant with Oregon public meeting law
okay.
of that thing being there.
Okay.
I love that we're 100 years old in Oregon public meeting law.
I hear where you're coming
from. But
where
that was the idea, is to just put it electronically so people can access
it. That meets our legal requirement.
Okay.
I'm not saying that there isn't merit to potentially doing that for everything else that, mm-hmm. you know, we could duplicate that.
Well, even upstairs, the courts for notifications of where you go, they have it on three screens up in the...
It's very cool.
And right next to the information booth. If we had a TV up there, had announcements.
Who's court security? When you go
Ed Coney.
No, I mean here. Stan, you? We should have camera system the way the courts does. So have you gone up to their security place?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. You can see everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We should have that.
Okay.
And we should have that centrally, have the screen here.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you see dispatch... You should go back to 911 dispatch sometime.
I've been back there.
Lately?
They can, no.
They monitor cameras throughout the city of Grants Pass. 7-Eleven, Safeway, various cameras that are...
I don't know that I want to be the Wizard of Oz. All I want to see is the courthouse.
No, I hear you, but they have it in the 24-hour dispatch.
It's cool.
They can move them, they can do different things back there.
The blue light thing?
Mm-hmm.
There's one over on 7th Street. Okay, people ask me about that. Okay, where are we at here? Shared easement is where we're at.
Did we put that on the list, though?
Camera security, yes.
No. Where are we?
Number 36.
Shared,
just kidding.
Shared easement, order, proposed solution. And we talked about that.
Change the code for easements.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, because we get nothing but trouble from over in Public Works about, you know, they're... trying to tell people how everybody's mm-hmm. supposed to live just because
of the ordinance,
the technicality. So we need to change
that. Doesn't
allow
them to have shared shared.
Right, so. But I think we need to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think
sooner than later.
Well, how I would suggest is you need to sit down with Julie and Rob, probably mm-hmm. Chuck, and bring their heads together until they come up with something. It's not rocket science, other counties do.
No, it's not.
You have a property that's divisible by the RR level. And they want a shared driveway for those houses. Grandma's here, kids there.
Yep.
Done.
With a maximum of so many houses off before it needs to be...
A PUD.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to have... Yeah, got it. Okay, we'll work on that, Dan. And Rob.
You know, that's not as easy as we think it is.
We talked about RV Act and trees along I-5 and Highland. We already did that. That's me.
So is it on there twice?
It looks like it, kind of. Or it kind of needs to fall into, well, it's different than entranceways, kind of.
Yeah, it's okay. Change the code for easements, 2020.
Well, I put it under.
Plan. It's in their wheelhouse for that 2020 strategic plan. They're supposed
What's
to.
What's that?
The 2020 plan there, and, you know, we're really blessed to have a person dedicated to this out there in IV, but the money's there, sitting there, and I think, you know, I don't know how much I want to say, but I think that Larry's working on a grant to get that fire suppression done through another means. So
Larry? Yeah, we're looking at regional solutions to take care of the fire suppression out there in IB.
Pretty small ask, but they don't have a lot of money, and I think it's a high need.
Well, I think we can squeeze that 100G out of them. And then it opens up.
Well, we need to get a formal bid on a formal solution.
Right
now.
Yes.
We don't have.
Well, he's got.
I haven't seen anything.
He is putting together what it's going to take to. He's got two or three people that are coming in to look at that pond.
Oh,
if it
right.
will be a pond, or will it be a bladder? Will it be tanker trucks? You know, just any number of things you can do. But I think what we've got, we know how much water we're going to need.
Well, it's feasible, right?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
If you build one warehouse, you don't need 250,000 gallons
no,
of submersion
no.
capacity. You need 20.
And it's 1,000 gallons, 1,000 gallons a minute for 30 minutes.
Per square foot?
No, it's like for a bank. I don't know how many people you can get off that. That's one of the questions I asked.
Yeah.
Is this for the whole place? Is this a completed industrial park? Or is this for just one hangar?
Yeah.
Because if it's every hangar, it's not going to happen.
Well, and it isn't hangars that are supposed to be built there. It's offices.
No. It's industrial
right.
buildings out
yeah.
there.
If right.
you were going to put in a manufacturing or you were going to open up a jet engine repair shop or something of that sort. It all depends on what is going to be in that building. And, you know, do they have flammable materials? So on and so
on. Yeah.
There's a lot goes into it, but. We're going to try to get some sort of idea as to what that's going to take.
I don't know how I feel about parks and airports having a new logo.
I wanted to bring that one up because we're dealing with this at the website level. None of our current images for our county logo are able to be... They're so outdated,
clear.
They're not usable. And so we have
to... build a new one?
Essentially, we have to do that. And so the question is, do we look at a rebranding of... You know, or do we just, I said, regardless, we're rebuilding the image so it can be used, you know, the triangle and all that kind of stuff. But I don't.
Well, let's not spend too much money on an old logo if we're not going to keep it.
Okay. But there is some level of branding discussion that the group through the website is looking at as far as making a recommendation to the board.
I would like to take a look at every county's logo currently. Like, I can see them in my head, but I'd like to. And then we see how we fit in. I know every.
Well, who all has one? Airports?
No.
I didn't mean to say airports. Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds has one.
But I don't personally want every department having their own.
Sheriff has his own logo, so to speak.
The patch. Yeah, the badge and the patch.
No, I just picked those two because they're... When I was at Medford International Airport, Medford Airport has its own logo.
It's this long. Rogue Valley Medford International
Not the name
Airport.
Necessarily. They have that plane taking off mm-hmm. in the background and stuff. And I thought, you know, the way Larry's going out there, maybe he should have a Josephine County Airport's logo.
But even on the cities out there, it's the city raft that's the city logo on their advertisement. So I think we as a county need to have our brand definitive.
I agree. I think I'm...
You get ready for the fight because you knew what it went through for the city's logo.
Yes,
they
but they also didn't
something.
Put it out to.
And they were changing something.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people.
Well,
like
we're
going
to be changing that, but I don't think anybody's married to that. That isn't.
No.
That doesn't evoke.
You're not gravitating
tie.
To that.
It's just recognizable.
Yeah.
But, you know, and
but maybe
and
we
I
the structure and we change
overwhelmingly
the,
this. Is too busy to
too
see.
Too busy. You can't. You're not going to read the small print.
Well, you'll have to do that after I leave because the guy came in here who did that.
Oh, he's yeah. That's what I mean.
He sat down.
The fight's on.
I see that as our special seal.
Yes.
That is our logo. And
you don't have to put this on here. You mm-hmm. could put that on here when you fix that. Mm-hmm. That's what
but
should
the
be
seal
on.
Remains the same.
If you look at Merritt, yeah, the seal stays the same, and it looks good on letterhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
sharp.
Very sharp.
Yeah.
But Marion County on their name badges has their logo, not their seal. So maybe that's what we do.
But
okay.
As
right.
far as it's one of the things that we would be making a presentation out of the website thing.
I like the shape. I say we probably could probably less busy the
mountains, river, trees.
Right.
It's what we're known for. Mountains, river, trees. Countywide.
But if you
simple.
Took it out, of, I think if you took it out, it would be attractive if, for instance, the mountains were the top of that instead of a triangle. Make the actual peaks of the mountains be the top of the deal.
So we're going to have a professional recommendation, or I mean a recommendation to you guys to get a professional response.
I don't want to spend a lot.
No.
You can spend $10,000 on getting renderings. We did go through the ONC as a new, ONC Counties has a new logo. Mm-hmm. Thing. You guys probably don't remember what the old one looked
okay.
like.
Okay, so we're down at the bottom of the thing. Are we all set to go?
It's not FBO remodel, it's a new FBO.
Are they building a different, well?
No, that's us. I want a new FBO. That old building can go.
What's an FBO?
Fixed-based operations.
Operator,
yeah. But, I mean, does that need to happen after water and sewer fixed to the, you
that's
know?
That's just a long-term
down the road.
What I see it is what needs to be on this list, but Wendy isn't in here, is the we need to do the project of milling county timber to do the siding on the fairgrounds. And it needs to be milled in the spring, and it needs to be stickered through the summer so that in the fall it's dry, can be put up on the arena,
without
and stained before it rains. Yeah. That's my...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's my goal, and that's what I told Peggy. She's already talked to Ron Fields, who apparently will maybe not even mill it, but store the lumber out there. I'm thinking...
It needs to be stacked and stickered.
Yeah, 1x10s and with a 2-inch lap or something like that. So, Wendy, the siding project of the arena, and with that, with our facilities draft rendering, then we'll have an idea of the relocations of everything. And I see the fixed-based operator being very similar to the construction of a new forestry and parks building of the timber frame, not
yeah.
tall, well, yeah. single-story, because you've got to keep stuff short.
At least have the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Big log.
Are we talking the laminated timber stuff?
No, we're just going to have, you know, like a 28-inch, you know, log cut down to, you know.
Okay.
We don't need to do laminate. We've got access to timber that mm-hmm. we can do big post and beam style.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and I like I said, I think it needs to have the Pacific Northwest.
And there's something special
theme.
To using trees out of our own county.
Feel to it.
Yeah, it won't cost us anything.
People land at that airport and they go, gosh, look at this, you know.
Yeah.
You don't land in Sun River and have a block building. It's cool. Welcome.
It's very cool.
You know you've arrived somewhere.
Actually, Sun River's FBO is blah. It's
is it? I
not any better than ours. It's old.
Huh.
It's small. The FBO area is small.
The Aurora one was me too.
But if we could have it. It should be
yeah,
stylistically
it should be,
cool.
It'd be cool. Yes, wow. I like it. Okay. Anything else? Are we ready?
Yep.
And we are adjourned at 4:32.